This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Privileged to be able to speak to someone I've never chatted to before. His name is Clinton Viljoen, a South African R&B artist. Just like me, he loves telling stories, but unlike me, he's got melody and he knows how to make great music. Clinton, what a pleasure hanging out with you this morning. Good morning.
Morning, morning, Brandon. And the listeners out there, thank you for having me.
I can't believe you and I have never met, and I can't believe I've never heard your music before. But I just want to, like a little bit of honesty here before we get into this conversation. So my buddy Gershwin sends me some cool music pretty much every week. And so I get the song, like, Clinton Viljoen, I don't know about this guy. Who's he? I see the pictures and like, oh, okay. So I have a look at the pics that come with it. I'm like, oh, look at this guy. He looks like the real deal. Play the song. And now I know it's 2025, but you had me back to the late 90s, early 2000s. I got some Boyz II Men vibes. I was sitting and I was like, the production on this is just phenomenal. Ooh, got to listen to when Clinton hits that high note. Got to go and listen to it again. So I just want to say, before we even get into anything, this song had me, man. It was holding me tight. I loved it. So well done.
Wow, thank you so much, man. And that's you know, it's so crazy that we've never met or never spoken, you know, and but also big ups to Gershwin for connecting us, man. You know, he's just phenomenal.
So let's just get into this. The first thing that caught me is the song. It's hard to explain to people that haven't heard the song yet, and they will shortly. Just how beautiful it is, the production, the acoustic sound, and your voice, and how beautifully you sing it. But now there are two versions. You're going to have to help us out here. The song is called Human, and there are two versions. What's up with that?
Okay, so luckily I'm not the first to have done this, so hopefully nobody will bite my head off. But this has basically been, I would say, the gospel mix version is... it's basically an element of surprise, you know, from my producer, Kinetic Torch. And while we were busy working on the R&B version, you know, he was, you know, long and behold, he was busy with his own, like with his own version, you know. So, and he was just so awesome when he asked me, Clinton, please listen to this. I don't know how you will, you can chuck it or you can use it or whatever. And when I listened to it, I was like, you know, all along this guy has been, it just shows how amazing different producers are and how they come to the party and, you know, and what they bring. And I think it was... the gospel mix is a version where people basically can just listen to the guitar and the vocals, because sometimes not, you know, not everybody like the drumming and likes all this other sounds, you know, in a song, because maybe then it sounds too busy. But for this one, it was just, I fell in love with it and I said, nah, this is hands down my favorite version of the two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the reason being with the two, like the two versions. So the gospel mix being the more sincere, you know, it brings the words closer to the people, you know, so they can, and it's relatable, you know. Yeah, that is the reason behind it.
Yeah, Clinton, we sometimes just need a song to speak on our behalf sometimes. And this song is one of those that just reminds us, right? We are human beings and we make mistakes. And sometimes, I mean, to take a song to remind people that we're only human, living in a broken world, and we mess up sometimes, no matter how much we try to be sincere and honest and open. So, I mean, does this come from a place in your own mind where you felt like, this is how I feel sometimes and I want to make music with this or a song out of it?
Most definitely, my brother, because, you know, sometimes we can't express ourselves in communication, because sometimes you say something and maybe in the manner of how you say it, or you just cannot seem to express yourself by communicating. So for me, God has blessed me with a gift where I can make it, you know, with when I can do it in the music, you know, in the music line, you know. So yeah, nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes, you know, I've messed up, you know, and so there's a lot of people out there, you know, that's been going through the same thing. And but also just to remind people that we are just human beings, you know, and we, as long as we are alive, we are still learning. And you know, we didn't, nobody, you know, not everybody grew up, you know, the same way, you know, with some awesome parents out there. And you know, there are some of us, you know, that have been, you know, growing up in a different way. And I would say everybody's path is different, you know, unless you have been in that person's shoes, only then can you speak. But until then, you know, we need to be, you know, we need to show empathy, you know, we need to be there for one another. And you know, if something didn't work out, if a door closed in your face and this and that, don't be too hard on yourself and just keep on doing your thing, you know, and just remember that God is in control and only He is the one that will direct your path, you know, nobody else. And yeah,
I love that.
that's the message.
So Clinton, I mean, this voice of yours, smooth and on point. I mean, did you just wake up? Were you one of those guys that just woke up one day and the voice was there? Or have you been working at it since you were a kid? You know, sing does is there a history of music? What's your story there?
Yes, there's I would say I am so blessed, you know, that God has blessed me with this, you know, with this amazing gift, you know, that I can touch people, you know, through song. And it started, you know, when I was, I think, around about 7, 8 years old, you know, where I really got into singing. And my aunt introduced me to these artists, you know. She had a big Lionel Richie poster, you know, on the walls. And yes, and his afro was definitely on fleek, you know. So I was like, and who's this guy? And she told me, nah, this is Lionel Richie. And she played me some of his music, and I instantly, you know, fell in love with his music and the way he writes and just his production as well. And later on, went on to see the We Are the World video, and where everybody, Stevie Wonder, which I didn't know of back then, and I instantly, you know, fell in love with music and made it my primary and priority. This is what I want to do. And yeah, so it's from a young age. Then I went on to join Ravensmead Community Choir. I met a very good friend of mine, Edward Adams, and who happened to be New Birth gospel group leader. And yeah, so I went on and joined New Birth after that. And it was just great to have all these amazing artists and you know, talented musicians around me. And I think I was basically spoiled for choice, and I just had it in one room every week. So yeah, and I could learn from them. I could learn from them, and I just, you know, took it further. And God is great, man.
So here you are all these years later making some great music. Maybe people are going to listen to this song and they're most likely probably going to say, we're going to listen to some of his other stuff. So how can we find your music? Where can we check it out? And how can we follow you and see what you're up to?
I'm on Spotify. They can find it on Spotify, Apple Music. Please stream it and share as much as possible, listeners out there. I recommend you to go to my socials as well. You know, I'm on TikTok. I always post some performances, or like I go live. And yeah, so TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, yeah, I post as to where I'll be performing next. I'm so honored tonight. I'll be performing at the SA Hall of Fame, where there will be some people that will be inducted in the Hall of Fame, and I get to sing the national anthem.
Hey,
And yeah,
Fantastic. So whereabouts that? Where you're staying at the moment, right?
Yes. It's going to be in Silver Star Casino. So that is something to look forward to for me.
For
so,
sure. Yeah. Where are you? Where are you based, Clinton?
Oh, okay. I'm based in Pretoria.
Oh, okay.
I'm based in Pretoria. So, and I co-own a record label by the name of Sleek Productions.
Lovely.
Sleek, S-L-E-E-K Productions. And we have other artists also on there. So if people need to get a hold of us, you know, they can go to www.sleekproductions.africa. And the co-owner is Samantha Bosch. So she'll be most likely the person to talk to if anybody, need to get in contact, with the artists. So, shout out to Sleek Productions out there, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Sleek Productions and the other half of Sleek Productions is this man, Clinton Fillion, sharing a powerful message of hope with this new two-track release. I'm going to play you one of the two tracks. It is the gospel mix of Human. Clinton, thanks for a great song. We've been maxing on lyrically about talent and your story and how great the song is, and everyone's saying, can you just play the song already? So, okay, I'll play the song now. Here it is. Clinton, thanks for your time this morning. All the best for the weekend and singing that national anthem and being part of something really special. We look forward to checking out the photos and the videos on your socials, and hopefully we don't need to wait too long before we can chat again.
Thank you so much. And just before I go, I would just like to say that Human... it hit number one on a radio station last night in the SA Top 10. So I am just so overwhelmed. It was number 8 last week.
Yeah.
Got introduced a week prior to last week as a chart chaser. And last night we hit number one with Human. So please go and stream and share the song with as much people as you know, or as many people as you know. Please, thank you and so much for having me.
You're so welcome. Brad, you're so welcome. It. You're about to hear now exactly why the song comes in, charts at 8, goes straight to 1 because it's good, just like I said. Now the proof is in the playing, and here we go. Clinton, take care. Thanks, buddy. Have yourself a lucky weekend also.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Same to you, man.
Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.